Cella luna, mezza mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mi pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abiscia ola, idde va, idde viene sempre pa' callare dal manedene. Se ci picchia quando si è pa' callare, figlio mio. Oh mamma, la 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 la.
Oh mamma, super super bacca. Ah, Louis Prima, when it was fun and music. Yeah, ooh. Yeah, of course, talking about music, that sad incident that happened in the UK. And now there are 1,000 soldiers on the streets as nervous Britain prepares for imminent terror attack. You can have all of the soldiers and all of the police that you want on the streets. It ain't going to stop it. Nope. What will stop it? There's something that's anathema to the mainstream media and society. Peace. So where's this guy from? Libya. Ah, yes, Libya. Used to be a country one time, the richest in Africa. Until the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack, quote, "I'm really good at killing people, Obama." Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Sarkozy, and Cameron destroyed the joint and created a hellhole. Gave money to those, quote, radical moderates. Oh, no, they're good guys. They're rebels. Rebels with a cause. Yeah, the radical Islamic fundamentalist group that they gave United States support and money to. To overthrow Gaddafi. The hatred that America is building and the Westerners against Islam and Muslims. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, the greatest show on earth, of course, Barnum and Bailey just closed down. Now it's run by our presidential reality show champion, Donald Trump. The greatest show on earth is the freak show called America. Read the cover, go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. You'll see the cover there. Crusades 2000, Crusader Trump. That's all this is. It's the 10th crusade. Why do the terrorists hate us? How can we stop this endless war? It couldn't be because the United States and its coalition, the killing, have killed millions of innocent people in Muslim nations. That has nothing to do with it. Only an imbecile would believe that if you slaughter millions, destroy their countries, leave no future for the young people, you think they become, quote, radicalized? No. They love you. Yeah. You know, there's this Jack Ma, the guy that had an Alibaba. He's teaching Tai Chi to entrepreneurs for $15,000. I studied Tai Chi for many years. It's wonderful. I've also been a close combat practitioner for over 30 years. Very different. Tai Chi learned to give me balance, breathing, helped me very, very much. Close combat's a different trip. And in the sense that it's about fighting. And I don't care how good you think you are, you don't want to get into a fight because you never know how it's going to end. If you have a knife, the other guy may have a gun. If you have a gun and you think you're safe, the other guy may have a knife. And as before, as he's putting his hands up, poof, Jack, you're dead. I'm saying this because the only solution that these moronic, low-life, scum politicians keep giving us is more war. And most of them have never fought. And a lot of the ones that do love to fight. Like James, quote, Mad Dog Mattis, our defense secretary. Imagine that, an adult with a name like Mad Dog. Going back to the UK, go back to France, go back to Brussels, go anywhere. You are not going to stop one person or several people from, quote, terror strikes by putting more police on the street and robbing us of our rights. Boy, you know, if Jack Ma is teaching Tai Chi to entrepreneurs for $15,000, maybe I should open up my classes again and start teaching closed combat for $1,500. Jeez, and people actually pay this. Obviously, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing in business and in a lot of other things. But anyway, how about that United States, huh? Imagine this guy blew up these people, innocent people murdered by a sick guy over there in Great Britain. Yep. U.S. raid kills seven, quote, Al-Qaeda fighters in Yemen. Of course, it's disputed. You say they killed a family of people. The United States-led coalition has increased the number of bombs dropped on the Islamic State by about 50% this year. Islamic State, yeah, we're going to drop a bomb on the Islamic State. In the last month, the United States has killed 225 civilians, including 44 children and 36 women over there in Syria. None of those count. They don't count at all, because you won't find what I just read in any of America's mainstream media, newspapers, or on the air. On the air. You know what they're shooting off on the air, don't you? Yeah, a lot of bad smoke. Don't report on American murder. And now we got Trump over there in the Middle East going off again about Iran. And you know, you heard it first. Months ago, that I have forecast that Israel is going to start something with Iran. They'll blame it on Iran, and America's going to get involved in this. This is from April 20th. U.S. Secretary of State issues war threat against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson issued a threat of military confrontation with Iran at a hastily called news conference in which he drew direct parallel to Washington's reckless and increasingly dangerous confrontation with North Korea. Quote, referring to the nuclear agreement negotiated between Iran and the world powers, Tillerson said, quote, this deal represents the same failed approach of the past brought to us to the current imminent threat that we face from North Korea. The Trump administration has no intention of passing the buck to a future administration on Iran. The evidence is clear. Iran's provocative actions threaten the United States, the region, and the world. Hey, get under your desks. Iran's threatening us. Yeah, remember they used to do that stupid crap. The same morons that were in charge then are in charge now. Remember as a little kid, just have these air raid drills. In case they drop an atomic bomb, yeah, get under your desk. Could you imagine that? And then when we were too big to get under our desk, they had us in the hall, the hallway, putting our hand behind our head and facing the wall. And I remember laughing and the nun slapping me on the back of the head because I thought it was so stupid. Iran threatening us. Oh, yeah, North Korea. Oh, got to watch out for them. They keep shooting off their missiles. Hey, you see the last one they just shut off this week? Yeah. It went the grand total of about 300 miles. And according to the reports, if it was on full trajectory, it would have gone about 600 miles, 700 tops. And it threatens the United States, our generals and moronic, warmongering, psychopathic politicians called the Democrats and the Republicans warn that they're a threat to the United States. Yeah, they're only about 6,000 miles short of hitting us. 600 miles today, 6,000 miles later on. They may have a missile that could reach us. Yeah, so what? Yeah, they send one over here in 3 seconds, poof, the whole joint is destroyed when we fire back. Trump's disgusting what they're saying about Iran. Total lies. Total lies about what's going on. Trump with getting rid of ISIS. We're going to drive them out. Drive them out of your place of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of earth. This is the crap that this jerk spews out talking to the beheaders and chiefs, Saudi Arabia. You want to talk about radicals, man? The Wahhabis? Don't get much more radical than that. Hey, did he behead anybody when you're over there, Trump? You could have shot a reality show of it. Boy, people would have loved that, man. Seeing them heads roll. Whew. And all those liberals screaming about this Trump selling $100,000 plus and a $100 billion plus and a reported $350 billion missile sale to Saudi Arabia. Silence. Silence. When the arrogant Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, sold Saudi Arabia $115 billion worth of weapons. Oh, I wish Hillary Clinton was in. Oh, how I miss Obama. Oh, it's so terrible. Yep. This is Trump's BS. Above all, America seeks peace, not war. Yeah. Yeah, seeks peace, not war. Hey, guess what? American troops now in Yemen fighting along with the murderous Saudis. The war started under Obama, where the Saudi ambassador to the United States, I'll never forget it, in March of last year, maybe even been 2 years, time flies, announced that they were at war with Yemen from Washington, D.C. The United States has been supplying the Saudis with weapons, refueling, and reconnaissance. And they call it intelligence. Total lack of. Yep. So here he is. That guy Tillerson, the former ExxonMobil CEO, The reason that they sold all them weapons to our good friends, the Saudis. Yeah, it's great. The women have so many freedoms over there, huh? Never heard about that from Clinton, Powers, or Rice, huh? Nah. He said, in particular, in the face of malign Iranian influence and Iran-related threats which exist on Saudi Arabia's borders on all sides, it supports the long-term security of Saudi Arabia and the entire Gulf region. That is the arms deal. That's what it's about. This is a brutally repressive monarchy. They're going off about Iran, which just had an election on Sunday where 70% of the people voted. Nobody votes in Saudi Arabia. We got the king. Here comes the king. He became a king because I think the princess kissed the frog, and the frog was really a prince, and the prince became a king. It's all about oil. FDR, back in the 30s, sealed the deal with Saudi Arabia, and it's never ended. Excuse me. Trump goes on, he praises Saudi Arabia for, quote, taking strong actions against Houthi militants in Yemen. So, oh, yeah, they're militants. But what do you mean they're militants? This place has been in turmoil. We've been writing about this for years. Go back to 2011. God, time flies. 6 years ago. Writing about how Obama was overthrowing Gaddafi, and it didn't make any news about America's dictator over there was slaughtering Yemenis. It's a revolution going on, a civil war. The same day we reported, the same day that a few people were killed in Libya and were making a big deal out of it, twice as many people were just killed by the Houthi government, by the Yemeni government. Salah, I think, was the president at the time. That didn't make the news. So now over 12,000 innocent Yemenis were killed. That doesn't make news. Remember, you don't use gas. Gas is very bad. If you gas people, that's terrible, even though the Syrians didn't do it. They make a big deal out of it. Have the Americans, you know, again, if you give me weapons to kill somebody, are you an accomplice to murder? So where the United States is an accomplice to murder with those 12,000 people. And now you also have a crisis breaking out over there. A cholera epidemic. 7 million people are on the brink of starvation, according to the United Nations. Nothing, nothing, nothing in the American media about this. Nothing. Iran's a threat to the United States. Yeah, you know, they invaded, they overthrew Libya. No, they invaded Afghanistan. No, I know. They started the war between Iraq and Iran back in the 1980s. No, I think Iraq started that, and it was funded by, hey, remember Donald Rumsfeld? Another little boy of nothing, another arrogant little clown of a sick-minded SOB giving golden spurs to Saddam Hussein. Yeah. Killed over 1 million Iranians. And he gave up an inch of territory. You're going to start a war with Iran? This will be the war that ends all wars because it'll be the last war. These are the Persians. They're not going anywhere. And no, they're not supporting terrorists, as the United States claims they are. They're supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon, which came to presence after Israel invaded and occupied the place for years. They're supporting The democratically elected government of Syria, Assad's government, democratically elected international observers. No, they're not supporting terrorists. The Wahhabis are. The Saudis are. They're the ones that gave the money to the rebels, the Gulf Arab League. They're the ones that are supporting the terrorists. The United States. They're the ones supporting the terrorists. The Mujahideen, that becomes Al-Qaeda, to get, and the Taliban, to get Russia out of Afghanistan in the 80s, when Russia was in there trying to stop the radicalism of it. Afghanistan was a growing, thriving, culturally progressive nation at one time. Every place the United States has become involved in wars has turned into hellholes of hatred. I wonder why there are, quote, terrorists out there. Wonder why they don't like us. We need to do a study on this. Thousands of soldiers are on the streets as nervous Britain prepares for imminent terror attack. When all else fails, they take you to war. And war it will be. Occupy peace? Sure. Occupypeace.us. It's the only peace movement with a platform for peace, a program for peace. And we're not going to have it if we keep going in the direction we are right now. You look at that Trump budget that slashes $3.6 trillion from domestic programs over 10 years. I'm in favor of some of it, by the way. You know, it's my money. I don't want my money going to food stamps and having people be able to buy junk food with them. I'm totally against it. You want my money, here's what you're going to buy. You're going to buy things that are going to be healthy for you. 10% of the food stamps go toward people buying crappy cola. Well, I have to be polite. Let's call it Coca-Cola. Pepsi Cola. Crap cola. But going back to the $3.6 trillion for domestic program budget cuts, increasing the military. Disgusting. So if anyone would like to call, have any questions or answers, 888-874-4888.
Bruce from Tennessee. Yes. First off, Gerald, kudos to you with your trends in the news. It's the most informative and unbiased that I've ever seen or heard. Secondly, what is in that glass container that you have on the bar there? It's got a spigot on it, and it's filled with some type of dark liquid.
Great question. Well, you know, it's a bar, right? So
yeah.
One of my books, of everything I've ever written, and I've been writing now the Trends Journal since, what, 19? My first book was in the mid-80s. My favorite of everything I've ever written is the book, what Zizi, Z-I-Z-I, gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt, Zizi is auntie. Anyway, and by the way, if anybody... It's about growing up in the Bronx and Yonkers and what life used to be like. And the name of the book is What Zizi Gave Honey Boy, a true story about love, truth, and the spirit of America. But anyway, that's called Zizi Juice. And what it is I have a lot of dried fruits. You know, I can tell you the story, actually. What happened when 9/11 happened, I had forecast. You could go to our website. You go anywhere. The website. Go online. In 2000, December 12, 2000, USA Today used to run our top trends of the year coming ahead. And that year it read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. So when 9/11 happened, immediately one of the things I did is I rushed over to the health food store and bought a load of dried fruit, cherries, dates, currants. I'm getting some back feed over here. So anyway, I had all of these dried fruits, and I said to myself, I can't eat all of these things. What am I going to do with them? So what I did was I chopped them up very finely, and I put them in what you see, that big container like that, and I added brandy into it. I'm Italian. I got a glass of wine every day at least, So what I did is I started fermenting, putting dried fruit in with brandy, currants, like I said, dates, apricots, a whole bunch of different ones, and let it set over about 10 months. And then I started drinking the brandy. I put a screen in there so it separates, doesn't go into the bottle where you pour it out from. So that's what that is. That's Zinzi juice.
Administration, that the tax on the wealthy was 91%. I think if my facts are correct, it was even higher under Roosevelt's administration. I believe somewhere around 93%. And
what's
in
that?
Addition to that, you say, and technically correct, that the only war that the United States we have won in the recent times has been World War II. But I think about that, and I wonder, because if it were not for the Russians, I don't think the Allied powers would have succeeded in that horrendous conflict.
You're 100% correct. People have no idea about the Russians and what they did in World War II. And over 20 million were killed.
Yeah, they're persona non grata. The Russians defeated the 160 divisions of the German army with 200 divisions of their own. Now, that was the 160 divisions equated to something like 3 million troops. What a bloodshed.
Yeah, and again, it's more bloodshed coming about. And, Trump is now given, of course, the military even more freedom. And I'm not making this up. These are facts that the United States is allowed now to give the generals the freedom to do what they want, and they're bragging about it. And all they are, they're losers.
I'm gonna jump off here to let somebody else in. But again, in signing off, I want to give you kudos for your trends in the news. It's a fantastic program, Gerald, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And if anybody wants to view trends in the news, of course, we put one up a week on YouTube, Gerald Celenti channel. And the other is, of course, when you subscribe to the Trends Journal, we do trends in the news each weekday night. Yep. And it's the real news in the truest sense. And again, you look at the garbage that they're putting out there. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming every day. Madonna me. By the way, in this guy Clapper yesterday, the former NSA head, was at Capitol Hill. And they asked him for proof of the allegations that he made about the Russians, and he couldn't give any. He made some stupid comment that basically he didn't have any proof. And there has been no proof. This is a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. There has been no proof at all about the Russians hacking in to America's or the Democratic National Committee's website. I was trying to find something here about Trump giving more pressure, more rights to the military. But this thing going on about he's blaming Iran for funding, arming, and training militia that spread, quote, destruction and chaos through the region. I mean, it's just a total lie. It's the United States and the people that he was there supporting that are the ones. Ah, here it is. Secretary of State Mad Dog Mattis said the president has given U.S. military commanders more leeway to make battlefield decisions themselves and approved a tactical shift that directs U.S.-backed troops to focus on annihilating Islamic State rather than waging a war of attrition. Quote, no longer will we have slow decision cycles because Washington, D.C. has authorized tactical movements on the ground, Mr. Mattis said at a news conference. Losers, you're an arrogant guy, you're a loser. They keep shooting their mouth off about their tactical decisions. I've had it with your tactical crap. You're losers. Look what you did in Afghanistan with your troop surge. Obama. Well, that's forgotten. You don't end war by creating more war, morons. You're at the longest war in American history, morons in Afghanistan. And no end in sight, getting worse by the day. Taliban's grabbing more and more land. More and more. Not reported by the prestitutes, however. We got more stupid things to talk about. Yep. The arrogance of the United States. They just bombed this week and killed a bunch of Syrian soldiers in Syria. So the Syrian, the United States said, well, the Syrians were too close to us. And that was a reason why it was okay to kill them. It was last Thursday, actually. The coalition on Thursday launched a rare airstrike against pro-regime forces to halt their advance toward U.S.-backed rebels operating along the border with Jordan and southern Syria. The Syrian government condemned the U.S. attack and said it was fighting terrorism, adding no one has the right to dictate how they should fight terrorism in their own country. The United States is invaded a sovereign nation. Where is the outrage? Where is the outrage? You read the reports like in USA Today, the other prestitute media. U.S.-backed ground forces are engaged in offensives against militants in Mosul, Iraq, second largest city in Raqqa, the terror group's de facto capital in Syria. What are you doing over there? And we're getting them terrorists. Islamic State, killing them with precision bombs. The increase comes as President Trump has given battlefield commanders more authority to approve airstrikes and raids, which has quickened response time. Quote, he delegated authority to the right level to aggressively and in a timely manner move against enemy vulnerabilities, Defense Secretary Jim Mad Dog Mattis said. Air Force official, I can't use the word, but it starts with an A and ends with a hole, say they have not loosened the rigorous standards for approving airstrikes despite the uptick in activity. The mouthpiece over there, Lieutenant Damian Pickard, the spokesman for the Air Force Central Command, said, quote, "The protection of civilians remains a cornerstone of the campaign." Cornerstone of the campaign. The United States has over 1,000 troops in Syria, several thousand in Iraq. Oh, and little boy Andrew Cuomo, the governor of nothing but arrogance, along with his brother Chrissy, the commentator on the Cartoon News Network over there. These arrogant guys, born on third base, thought they hit a home run. Their old man was Mario Cuomo. That's why they're there, or else they'd be working like everybody else for a living. Is crying about the dilapidated conditions in Penn Station and the rest of the subway lines in New York. Hey, Cuomo, what have you been doing up there? Hey, remember you moron politicians that destroyed the beautiful Penn Station? We have no money for rail. We got wars to fight and people to kill. What's wrong with you, Salenti? We got to get rid of them ISISes. What a disgrace. I'm down to city this weekend. Oh, by the way, went to the Bronx Botanical Garden, the Chihuly Glass. Oh, throughout the Botanical Garden. Oh, just exquisite. And I was thinking that how all of these beautiful places were built when billionaires gave money for public spaces and created, like Carnegie, you know, you could hate the guy, but look what he did. He's the man responsible for the library system in this country and the beautiful buildings that he built with his money. And what do these people do? Oh, Bill Gates, I like to vaccinate people. Yeah, maybe invest in the drug companies. And talking about stupidity and arrogance, Italy just made vaccinations compulsory for children. That's right, 12 vaccinations they got to get. You don't get them, you don't go to school. But anyway, going back to the rotted Penn Station, the rotted systems, I'm down this city. So after I left the Botanical Gardens going into the city, getting on the Brooklyn Boulevard, going over the Triborough Bridge, all of a sudden the traffic's backed up. It took me 2.5 hours to get from the Bronx down to the West Village in the city. One stinking lane. Everything shut down everywhere you go. There's more steel plates on the streets in New York than pavement. And the pavement that they got, you want to drive through Calcutta, knock yourself out, because it also knocks out the front end of the car. One pothole after another, one lane closed after another. This country's a disgrace. It's a freak show. And that's what I love about Trump. We got a real live freak that's fronting it. And you had better liars and connivers and cheaters and thieves and murderers with arrogant attitudes that the people couldn't see through, like the Obama, like the Clintons. And you even can see through a Bush. And people still voted for him. I have a button here from 2004. How could 60,608,582 people be so stupid? That's when he beat John Kerry. Another fraud, a Frankenstein of a freak. Another murderous. Oh, and that's the other thing. Obama bragging that, you know, he didn't go further in Syria. The reason he didn't go further in Syria, you could go, I remember watching Kerry trying to push through the United States, wanting to do what Trump did, send missiles in against Assad after they falsely blamed him of using chemical weapons. The reason that Obama didn't go forward with it is because the UK, the parliament, didn't want to go through with it, and the United States had no support, number one. And number two, Congress wouldn't give him support. And now he's bragging that he didn't do it because, well, I thought better. Anyway. So if anybody has any comments or questions, 888-874-4888. On to the economy. Yep. So the prostitutes, the polls, everybody got it wrong. Trump rally continues. And now it's moving beyond the Trump rally in many ways. It's it's real. You know, here we are. We're going into, again, you know, I'm not real good at numbers, but, you know, November, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, heading into June. It'll be 7 months. 7 months of a Trump rally. So Wall Street is optimistic about him. The polls are wrong. The prostitutes are wrong. But follow the money. And the money's saying Trump is going to do whatever he can do to boost the economy. Will there be a correction? Of course. We're forecasting a 10% correction. When? Logic would have said it would have happened a while ago. But these aren't logical times. And you go with the flow. The trend is your friend. However, we also believe, go back with what's going on with Bitcoin. I mean, the only person I know that really forecast this accurately, excuse me, a friend of mine, Max Kaiser, the Kaiser Report. You can watch it on RT, Russia Today. And boy, back years ago, he said this was the real thing. And now you see Bitcoin moving to these lengths and heights that few forecast. I've taken a neutral position on it, but always said that there's room for alternative currencies. We never came out with a negative on it. And now you're seeing one of the reasons it's going up. There were two reasons. One was, at one time, the weakness of what's going on in China and the concern. Moody's, by the way, just downgraded China. And so you have a lot of Chinese that were responsible for pushing up the price of Bitcoin because the yuan was going down and they're concerned about what's going on in China. But the Chinese government started coming in with regulations, and then the trade really shifted quickly. But now Japan is becoming very favorable toward Bitcoin. And that's changed it. That's given it another boost. So when you look at what's going on, people are looking for alternative currencies. And again, goes back to gold. Gold went down when the dollar went up. Gold's going up because the dollar's going down. The dollar's now back at a level before Trump got in. And again, we only look at that as a safe haven asset. But again, in times of turmoil, you want safe haven assets. We don't give financial advice. That's just our take on things. So that's what we're looking at. And as I mentioned, the Japanese now are becoming very favorable toward Bitcoin, and that's where you're seeing a lot of the movement now driving it up. And when you look at the world economy, again, this is big news. It should be big news anyway, that China just had its credit rating downgraded. That's the Chinese debt level is enormous. Their debt-to-GDP ratio is about 260-1. And that's like off the charts. And the bubble's cooling off. But the Chinese money is moving worldwide. And one of our top trends for 2017 is buy and sell China. Regardless of what happens in China, there's not going to be a stoppage of more money flowing out of China and buying up more and more property and companies globally. So going back to the dollar, the Federal Reserve next month is supposed to increase interest rates, probably another 25 basis points. That's going to put downward pressure on gold. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker gold prices. However, we're looking at a world of economic and geopolitical instability, to say the least, particularly, again, with Trump administration and going to Israel with Netanyahu and coming out more and more against Iran. And again, you've heard it first on Progressive Radio Network months ago that I forecast there's going to be a conflict of some sorts with Iran and Israel, and the United States is going to get involved in it. And the American people are too stupid to look at the facts. They buy the propaganda, just like they bought it with Russia, hacking into the DNC emails with absolutely not one shred of proof. Not one shred of proof to substantiate it. So, you look at the entire situation and why the markets are going up. And again, Trump was just in Saudi Arabia. Now Saudi Arabia makes a $20 billion deal with Blackstone Group to rebuild U.S. public works. Here's where you go, Andy Boy, Andy Cuomo. We're going to be selling out our public assets to private interests. That's the Trump administration. That's what's driving the market. Buy America, a dime on the dollar, as they sell us out. We have time for one more call here. We have Habu from Wisconsin. Hello, Habu.
Hi, Gerald. Always good to hear your nuggets of wisdom. Just two quick points. I would take this recent downgrading of China's debt, not that its debt isn't enormous, but the possibilities that China has down the road make America look like a two-bit punk, you know. So it can deal with that kind of debt load very well. It's, you know, opening up so many opportunities around the world. And, you know, in a way, if Trump even had to lay to really place tariffs on Chinese imports into the U.S., it wouldn't faze it that much, even though this is the plum of the markets, just because China is fully integrated in Africa, in Asia, and it sees its mission as being a business to the world, the exporter to the world, and it can't be bothered with the kind of militarism that the U.S. engages in. Not that I fully agree with what it's doing in the South China Sea. And the second thing is, and this is probably for another day, but, you know, anymore, the U.S. infantry isn't worth, can't do squat anyway. I mean, what Mao said about a paper tiger is absolutely true.
Ah, by the way, I agree with both your comments that, you know, they don't, China's going to make any kind of deal they can. If they lose some market share in the United States, what are they? Over $300 billion surplus in the trade. So even if they lost $1 billion, they have much bigger plans. They're buying up the world, as I said. It's one day after another. There's another announcement of China's buying up, and there's no end in sight. So I agree with you. And yes, America is a paper tiger. You know, again, you know, I don't bow to the military. Why should I? That's not what this country was built upon. All of a sudden, they're changing the game, and that's what we're supposed to look at. But you're right on with it about China, and that's what we've been saying. Look, the China's looking, you know, Bombardier, Canadian passenger jet company over there. Now China's COMAC is in talks that they could buy that struggling company. Now what is China doing with that? Now they're getting all of that technology. And you look at the trend line. We've seen this before with Japan after World War II. What were they making? When I was a kid, we'd get a toy from Japan. It was junk. And then they started getting more and more of the technology. And now, of course, look at the cars in the United States and when it started to where it is. So that's what you have, and that's what's going on. And that's what's going on with China. China was, you know, they were just giving us, you know, junk stuff. And now, of course, they're becoming you know, a whole different country by going, oh, look at Alibaba, look at Tencent, look at all of the different companies, whether in technology or retail or online, you know, they're taking up huge segments of the market. And again, it's a country of 1.35 billion people. We're not even at the 0.35, we're 0.32. And so access to C-Series program with Bombardier and its new generation aircraft technologies going to put COMAC's ambitions to become a global aviation leader to compete with Airbus and Boeing. And when we're talking about troops and things, and you said America's a paper tiger, it is. They can't defeat the Taliban. They can't win in Iraq. I mean, these are facts. Ah, if only you give us more freedom to drop more bombs and kill more people. You got all the freedom you want. You killed over 1 million people in Iraq. Mad dog. So there we have it. So we're wrapping up and just want to say thank you, Habu, and everyone else that called in, Bruce from Tennessee. And we'll be back next week, of course, with more trends this week. Oof. And it's really going in a wild direction here. You know, even the way they report, by the way, just to put this on, when in Afghanistan, I mean, you pick up the Wall Street Journal, Taliban kill at least 20 service members. Militants launched attacks on several checkpoints in the southern part of this country, killing at least 20 security forces. Okay, so the puppets the United States puts in there to get rid of the Taliban that were there when George Bush, the murderer, launched this war, those are security forces. And the Talibans, who were there before, they is militants. Militants is people you don't like. Security forces are our puppets. Yep. Yes, it's very discouraging what's going on. The only solution is peace and morality. And the Progressive Radio Network that puts out that message. with different people. Gary Null, of course, the head of it, and all those that support it. Put your money where your mind is. Support Progressive Radio Network. Consider supporting OccupyPeace.us. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com for more information. Put your money where your mind is. Read history before it happens so you can make decisions that will protect you from the dangers that are evolving and to seize the opportunities that are developing. We've never been in a situation like the one we have now where the nation is so divided. This is a time to give peace a chance. Let's not unite in a fight of right and left. Let's unite in a message put out by Progressive Radio Network of liberty and equality and morality. Thank you for tuning in. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Cella luna mezza mare, mamma mia.